We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Say hello to the people. If you want to watch the show, you can check the stream, 957thegame.com. I think yesterday's count was like 271 million. There were like a quarter of a billion people who caught the stream yesterday. It didn't crash the website because everyone knew it was coming, so we asked for more server space. We got it today. We'll see if we can top that on this beautiful Friday, coming off a Golden State Warrior win in the form of a 114-111 thriller against the Portland Trailblazers. Warriors take a 2-0 series lead as the series now shifts to the Pacific Northwest. Tip time 6 p.m. Saturday at the Moda Center. Portland opens as a 2.5-point favorite. Over under of 221. Classic Dubcon 3 last night, boys. Down 15 at the half. You're starting to worry. You're thinking, at least I was thinking, probably was a bit arrogant coming off game one, talking about sweeps and series ending in five, offering Lowe the opportunity to bend the knee to get off of his Warriors in seven take. And then sure enough, 39-24 in the third quarter. Tie game going to the fourth. And then Andre Iguodala, a.k.a. Bruce Lee. That's what I'm calling him. Bruce Lee because of the hands. The steal to end all steals. Game, set, match.
And a hilarious individual post-game celebration as he bursts off the court immediately. He gets a steal. He gets it to Steph, who Steph does something I think more players should do, quite frankly, which is throw the ball as high as you can. If there's 3 seconds left, just hurdle that thing as high as you can because now the ball is largely out of play. Iguodala runs down the tunnel, drops a couple of expletives for ESPN and all to hear as he's addressing his hands. And what is it with this team and their hands, Joe? We've had Klay Thompson talk to his hands, Steph Curry talks to his hands, and now Iguodala says, these babies, boy, they sure are great, aren't they?
Newsflash, Dibs, can't play basketball without hands.
Good take.
Yes!
Great accurate take. Yes. People don't want to be trolled. They also don't want Homer Radio. We established that in the last segment, so I'll just give you facts. Can't play basketball, or at least championship-level basketball, without hands.
It's true.
If we really think about it, there's probably a way to play basketball without hands, but I'm not saying I've seen it.
No. And Andre, I love it.
Have you played basketball without hands?
No. Oh, no.
You've always had those things.
Absolutely. Always had these big mitts.
Ugh.
It's interesting, Joe. Right away, 916, Lowe's wearing women pants. Lady pants. I mean...
I told you all he looked like the Abominable Snowman today.
Yeah.
Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Does Lowe look like the Abominable Snowman?
And you laugh, as usual.
I laugh because our producer of the back, nice guy Steven, who has slid into the big chair, he's been waiting all morning. And join us if you must, Steven. He's been waiting all morning for the text to come in about your outfit.
I wanted to live stream the 4 hours, the entire show, but we had to wait till 9, and the moment's here, and I'm happy as a camera.
Well, you should be happy because I said, Dibs, you're wearing the same clothes from yesterday. How about that one?
And it's fine. It's a Texas Today nominee, and coming up on
it.
Possible, yeah.
No. Oh, great.
Coming up on Monday. You'll notice, though, that I don't stink. So that's one of the benefits of being me is B.O. is not an issue, so I can wear the same clothes
way to aim
all
high.
Week. Whatever. For me, it's not about superficiality such as how I look or what beanie I'm wearing. The texters can slings and arrows all they want.
This is a dangerous game to watch the text line while we're streaming. You have been doing this for the last 3 days as we've been streaming.
I don't want to
come at you.
I don't think I want to do this.
They rattle you. I don't know if you want to look at it.
I don't.
From the 925, you look like a Zumba coach.
What is Zumba?
Zumba is a workout. It's like a dancing kind of move.
Do Zumba coaches dress like that?
Pretty much.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah. No problem.
That is
You're
a
welcome.
Snug outfit.
It's like not
a
snug.
It's like a sausage
you guys
casing.
Don't move too much.
Anna, look at my.
This is the problem with the stream. We can't keep ourselves on topic at all. That's already a problem.
Is my shirt? It's long enough. What's wrong?
That there aren't any holes in it, I'm in favor of that as a garment. That's a nice step up.
I'm looking forward to that Charger t-shirt coming back so that people can see the giant hole across the belly.
Sure.
It's almost like he cut a hole in his t-shirt so his belly could breathe.
Right.
It's insane. And yet we see it all the time in a professional setting.
All right.
Damn, where were we?
I don't know.
Okay, here's something I wanted to get to like a half hour ago and we didn't. Perfect analogy. Dibs, your youngest son, Keon, just turned 16.
Yep.
Happy belated birthday to him. I'm not necessarily sure how the rules work here. Where I grew up, you couldn't get your permit when you were 15. You waited until you turned 16. I think it was about a month before you turned 16. You could go take the written test, and then you could come back at 16, take the driving test, and then a few months later, you were issued your license.
Right.
So you were driving officially sometime after you were 16. Point being, I've never been through this on the parent end, but I would imagine that the first time a parent lets a child take a car out on their own is probably one of the most nerve-wracking experiences you could endure.
It's terrifying, Joe.
I'd have to imagine.
Terrifying.
You've done it, and of course, little Lo has been driving around for years, so you're probably thinking to yourself, same thing. You both have very mature children for their ages. So you probably have a little bit more confidence than I'd say my parents had in me. But regardless, it's nerve-wracking, is it not?
Absolutely.
And you have the girls coming up, and they're going to be 16 soon.
That's what's really nerve-wracking. But even with your son, you still think, because you know how we were as boys. You know that we're daredevils. We live on the edge. We take things for granted at times. And Lo totaled out a car. I mean, he almost could have been gone.
Yeah.
You know? So,
jeez.
I know. And he's a big fella, strong, big guy. But, you know, it's just it doesn't matter. These cars they're dangerous. And so, yeah, you are definitely nervous. You're definitely nervous when your kid, once they leave that house, and you watch them drive away, and you're
watching him back out of the driveway. Quest, when he got his license, and he was backing out, and he's going slow because he wants to make sure he's doing it right. And we're looking out the window. You're trying not to let him see you,
right?
Because then he gets more nervous.
Right.
But you want to follow him everywhere for the first month because you know what it's like there on the mean streets.
Point being, it's a very big moment.
Yes.
It's a nerve-wracking moment. But I'd imagine there's a major sense of relief and, more importantly, trust. Establish trust between parent and child when the child comes home safe, the car is not damaged, the child's on time, and the child has not gotten in any trouble. They have taken an opportunity that you have given them, and they have proven to you that they can handle it, at least that first night. And from there, it's probably a little less nerve-wracking each time the child leaves the house. This leads me to Jordan Bell, who has had a very, very difficult season. A lot of it brought on by himself. In this series, Steve Kerr is letting him take the car out. This is the playoffs. This is the Western Conference Finals. Kevin Durant is down, and this team was down by 15 points at the half last night. Jordan Bell has not really earned a whole lot of trust based on what's gone on this season, but Kerr gave him an opportunity. He gave him an opportunity to take the car out last night, and Jordan Bell brought it back on time with nothing done wrong, no tickets, no citations, no problems whatsoever. That's how you start to earn your way back into good favor. That's how you build that bond. Because in the regular season, sure, we can give you some mop-up duty and maybe you don't screw up. Great. We're proud of you. Congratulations. But this is the playoffs. You're taking a risk putting a guy like that out there who has shown you this season has been a bit too much for him. Being a professional has been a bit too much. He hasn't handled it well. But he got an opportunity again last night, and he played really well. He's flying around. He's making passes, rebounds. He's hitting the deck. He's not complaining. He's not yelling. There's some mistakes. Sure, it's not a perfect performance, but you'll take that. You understand that going in. Last night was a big step for Jordan Bell. So when we talk about his future with the Warriors, and it's been quite a dark cloud hanging over him for a while, last night was bringing that car back unscathed.
Yeah, and it's to your analogy, when you first have your kid driving, it's, can I go to my friend's house, which is a mile away? It's like, yes, call me when you get there. And like you say, you go there, you come back, and everything's okay. Then it's, can I go two cities away, maybe 12 miles away? You let him do that drive. And slowly, you give him more leash. Gradually, you give him more responsibility, and you hope that it goes well. And right now, for Jordan Bell, the way he performed yesterday, it's like that first time you let your kid cross a bridge, whether it's the Bay Bridge or the Richmond San Rafael or the Dumbo or the San Mateo.
Like that growing up here.
It's all levels because, you know, my mother-in-law lives in Novato, and so he and his brother were going to go over there for a sleepover, and I've been driving them. Even though he's had his license, I was making that drive. This last time he said, Dad, let me drive, and because he, in this case Jordan Bell, has built up so much trust, it finally was, okay, you can cross the bridge, you can drive all the way to Novato. We now trust you. So for Jordan Bell, we're not quite ready to let him drive across a bridge and drive to L.A., but he's getting more leash for sure.
My first time out with the car, of course, I probably had not earned it because I wasn't exactly the best of children. I think some of you may know this story.
Tell
God bless my mother. She's in town this weekend, so I really hope she's not listening because I don't even think she knows this story. But I took the car out. She gave me her car to take out. Obviously, they're very nervous, and I went out, picked some people up, and did a bunch of stuff. Nothing. Just bounced around, got some food and all this, but then eventually went to this area that's a little bit more secluded, that where all the fields were for like youth leagues, like Pop Warner football and baseball leagues. Yeah. There are a lot of baseball fields down there. It's kind of surrounded by woods on two or three sides, just big open areas of football fields and baseball fields. And took the car out onto the grass, obviously, on the fields,
yeah,
and just went as fast as I could from one end to the other. And then as you get to the other end and everyone's going nuts in the car, pull the e-brake and turn the wheel as fast as you can and just do 360s across the wet grass. Donuts, yeah. You just go spinning out.
Right.
Brought
right.
the car back, parked it, went to bed, got woken up the next morning. Why is there grass all over the car? I don't know. You know, it was wet last night. There's just grass. There's not grass growing in the road. Where'd the grass come from? It was just, well, I don't know. I just moved on. And it's like at that point, if you're a parent, you're probably looking at that thinking, that's the end. Not of his privileges, of his life.
Right. Mama Duke probably went and told your pops and was like, your son. That's your son.
What's wrong with this idiot? First night out with the car, it comes back covered in grass.
Maybe I don't want to know.
Right, right.
Probably, probably.
Isn't it crazy that when you do something bad, that's your son. And when it's something good... Oh,
all you see is yourself.
Right, right.
Well, this is not right. unlike when the Warriors put Jordan Bell into the game with the one inch impact of going there and commit a foul. 7 seconds left. Right. I think it was against the Clippers. No, it was against the Rockets.
Houston.
Jordan, go ahead. You're going to get 7 seconds.
Go get the foul.
And in your case, here, Joe, take the car and go enjoy a meal with your friends, but come right back.
7 seconds.
And he squandered it, and he was unable to do it. So Steve Kerr, though, is in a situation where he needs to give Jordan Bell the keys to the car because Kevin Durant is out. And you got to go into your bench. So even though Jordan Bell did donuts on the grass virtually, you still have to entrust him with the vehicle again. And now, unlike Joe, Jordan Bell is actually re-earning the trust.
Yeah. It's a good way to put it.
Although you eventually, I'm sure, did get back into the good graces somewhat because your mom's out here visiting some 20 years later.
It took a little while. It took probably until 3 years ago when I got married and, you know, started having kids. And it was like, oh, okay, you have a career, so I guess we can kind of start trusting you. By the way, shout out the text line, 95795. We love live streaming so that you can just ridicule us up and down. There's not a single compliment on here. It's just taking turns, working its way around.
Man.
Hates my shoes. Nice to see that Dibs is enjoying casual Friday. Mo looks like the Michelin Man. How about a compliment?
Man.
You wonder why he comes in here and he talks about LeBron James. Maybe that's why. You call him the Michelin Man. How about a nice compliment? Hey, Lo, you look like a Hall of Fame fullback.
Exactly.
That would be a nice compliment for the Chilton Automatic Text Line.
We love you, Lo. Lo, you look awesome.
Thanks, guys, for coming in and providing this free service every single day for us.
Absolutely.
Anyone putting their ATM machine in their radio every morning?
Yeah, good point.
To get access to
good
this
point.
Wonderful original content.
We take Discover Card, too, in case you need that 1% back on your charges.
Love that 1% back.
Gotta have it. Yeah, right. Gotta have it.
Oh, my
Hiding
God.
Hiding Yusuf from Starbucks.
But like you said, Joe, to Bell's credit, the guy has shown a sense of urgency and some maturity. And he's grown up in front of our eyes. This is a guy that people wanted to run. We talked about, hey, is this guy going to buy in? And I was one of the guys on the fence that said, who do you put this on? Is this Kerr? Is this leadership? Is this the coaching staff? Because I believe leadership isn't given, it's earned. And I think that also you just having you have a kid that's just grown or different things that happen in a walk of life as a coach, as a father, it doesn't matter. You have to put your sphere of influence on that individual because a lot of these kids or what young men come from different things. They're young. They're not mature yet. How are you putting them? You have two kids. You talked about it, Daniel. You treat them differently. You understand what makes Keon ticks compared to your other son. And Questy. You look at these two and you say, I know what I need to do to push him. I'm going to push him differently. How much is this on the organization, too, and coaches and players to make sure they get, when they see that there's a guy going aside, going awry, who's bringing him in?
That's one of the great debates. It's one of the great debates because it goes back to Reuben Foster and everything else. You draft these guys, you bring them in, and you should have some level of responsibility for their development, not just off the court, or not just on the court, but off the
Absolutely.
Court as well. Their maturity, their rise into adulthood, because in basketball, I mean, you're bringing in 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, really young kids who are far from being mature. But on the flip side, you're also paying them a lot of money, and they are supposed to be professionals. And what are you, their parents? No, you're their bosses. So maybe there's some guidance, but where's that line? Where's the point that you should go up to in terms of your level of responsibility? And then at what point are you no longer on the hook? That's the great debate. I don't think there is a specific
There point. Isn't. But this is where a guy like you mean to tell me if you think Andre and Draymond picked up the phone and said, man, you need to show up. Man, you're not going there.
Okay, those are teammates. That's a little different versus like the managers, the coaches, the front office guys.
Yeah, and at the, but it's a family. And when you're on a team together, your brother, you mean to tell your brother sometimes, Joe, man, you got to chill. Mom and dad, and you're like, all right, hey, dad's looking for you. You're like, let me straighten
up. More donuts is my answer. We're going out and doing more donuts Saturday night.
But sometimes,
just give me the keys.
Sometimes guys on the team, they have to step up in certain situations when they see guys, and that's why I hear Andre's pulling more underneath his wings and saying, look, man, if you're going to play in this league, brother, you better tighten up. You got to, man, this will end for you. It's not like you're a multimillionaire. It's not like have you made it. My daddy always said, son, walk easy when you got your hand in the lion's mouth. So this is a guy right now that's walking in thin ice, but now you have to keep bringing this guy in, and that's why Kerr is starting to believe in him more. But he went out and he earned it. He went out and played better. And those are the things that guys got to constantly remind younger players, hey, look, man, don't take this for granted.
Here's Draymond Green after the game talking about Jordan Bell.
You know, he's gotten more intelligent. I think all those things are great, but more important than all of that, his mental, his professionalism. I think that's where he's grown the most. And I think right now that's paying off for him the most. It's not like he's out there taking 7 mid-range jump shots. He's just playing hard. And so it's the professionalism. It's the staying ready, being in the gym nonstop, even when you're not playing for 10 games straight, staying in the gym, being there early. And getting his work in, that's what's paying off for him now. And you know, as a vet on this team, you see those things, and you know this guy been in the gym or he haven't. And when his number get called, he's either going to be ready or he's not. Have confidence in Jordan because we've seen him stay in the gym no matter how it was going all year long.
Speaking of Draymond, how well is he playing?
Incredible.
This whole I want you to take what I'm about to say and just the audio version of it. And slap me with it next year when I get into the inevitable, well, his game isn't going to age well, and, you know, he's a bit of a problem with the team every now and again. He's acting out towards the officials. I don't know. It's probably going to be too expensive. You want to move on. This is what he's here for. This is what he's here for. We used the analogy earlier from Saturday night. He's John Belushi. He can be difficult to work with. He might not be the most reliable guy for the table readings during the week, but when you put on the lights and the show goes live, he is at his absolute best. Draymond Green last night, 16 points, 8 of 12, by the way. 8 of 12 from the floor. He's shooting 52% from the floor this postseason. That is a playoff career best by a long, long margin. 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 blocks. He's playing at an incredible level. The idea that there's a discussion during the regular season about, well, you know, if you don't have enough money to go around, BS. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and spend more of Joe and Peter's money. I think he keep the three around forever. And I think his game, like one of the listeners told us yesterday, perfect analogy. I think his game transitions to Andre Iguodala's game. You rest him as he gets older through the regular season, and then you flip him on like Frankenstein come playoff time. Thank you. That's very nice.
That's my Frankenstein as impromptu Frankenstein. Didn't know you were going there. I'll take a slow clap on a Friday.
A slow clap for the Frankenstein.
That might go down as a missed shot, but you know, a shot created, it must be taken, and that's where that goes. What did you say?
Booze.
What was that?
Absolutely. Oh, did I miss that?
Yeah, you did. Unfortunately, on the live stream, people will have seen the lips move with the mic.
Oh, come on,
so you got the flag in front of you, Joe. If you want to go ahead and throw it, it's on your keyboard. That way, the people know that
flag right here.
Yeah.
The one you threw at me earlier.
Yeah.
Did I throw it?
I choose not to. Yeah, right here. You're there. I'm here. It landed here. That's throwing it at me.
And you know what? I choose two.
I see that's just wrong. I wasn't going to throw it at you.
We had to bring it home for the viewers and for the listeners because he did violate, and that is 5 yards.
But we're having a conversation about professionalism, Jordan Bell being professional, Draymond Green raising his game, and then we lower our games?
Yeah, and occasionally even the greats like Jordan Bell and Draymond Green, you make mistakes. Draymond Green getting into foul trouble last night, and you pointed this out earlier, he gets his fourth foul in the third quarter, and he immediately goes to Kerr, I'm okay, I'm okay. They let him play a couple more minutes, then he goes to the bench. And during that dangerous time in the fourth quarter with Jerebko in and Bell in and Cook, the Blazers came back and cut into that lead. Draymond Green comes back on the floor, and he immediately picks up his fifth foul. So even though the intentions are great, sometimes mistakes are made.
Well, okay, fouls in highly contested situations are ones that we could probably let those slide, right?
Yeah.
Like the yelling at the officials is what we kind of get worried about in situations like this. But last night, the reason I was tracking his minutes, I had the over 9.5 rebounds. And it was like the second Kerr was trying to yank him out, it's here we go. He was at 8 rebounds midway through the third. We were so close. We got home.
Got home.
You got it done.
Yeah, I had to sweat, though. Lost a couple pounds. There's some sweatage that I was replacing with the wine. Sweat, wine, sweat, wine.
I like what you were saying, though, about Draymond and the contract and how it portends to maybe him being like Andre Iguodala, because the two knocks on Draymond are what you said first, which is sometimes he gets on the refs and his teammates too much. The other thing is this idea that his career is going to end badly. And I've been somebody who said that, like, well, you don't want to sign him to 5 years, low, because the last couple of years of that, his body's going to break down. His body has to break down. We haven't seen him slow down at all. And when it comes to playoff time,
he looks great
this season.
He looks
like a point guard.
He lost weight. The guys dropped some LBs. Hey, Draymond,
sign him. You pay. That's what you do. And you know what? 2-3 years from now, when it starts to fall off, let's be honest with ourselves. Are they really going to be the best team in the NBA at that point anyway? Like, it has to end at some point. So why not ride it out with the guys who got you there, right? Like, why not ride it out with the big three? I don't like the idea. We want to see your character when you're at the toughest point in your road. I don't care how you act when everything's breaking your way. Like, when he shows up like this when it matters most, that's what matters. We shouldn't get so worked up about what happens in game 31. Who cares? He doesn't care. No one cares.
And as long as the organization continue to bring in the right guys and the right type of people and the bench role, the role players as well, you can always compete. Look no further than San Antonio. Look what the Spurs has been able to do for the last 20 years, always being in the playoffs. And that's what fans want. Fans want a competitive product. You don't want to be like it was when Dibs was growing up, when Moby Dick was a minnow, and you're sitting there going to games and you just know you don't have a chance. You're getting motorboated. It's 50-10 in halftime. Fans don't want that. They want to see a team that can compete. Understand championships are great. I get that. But you just want to make sure that you still have a product that's going to go out there and compete and get in the playoffs.
Felt like on the way out, he tried to take a shot at you.
It's a classic case where he tried to crop dust me, but actually a little bit came out, and so now he has his own mess on his hands.
And in all white.
Thank you, Anna. It was.
You know what?
Yeah.
We need to get a yeehaw on that. You just got two-piece by the top rope.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You sharded in all white.
Thank you, Topper. Appreciate
that.
That's a tough
spot.
That's a bad spot.
Because now you got to drive all the way back to Fresno.
That's really.
Can't hide it.
Although knowing him, like he said, he'll just go in the car and then just keep driving.
No, we don't do that.
We're all out of time. You said that, but I'd love to give you a chance to explain yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are all out of time. All right, so here's how it's going to play. Low sharding in all white, brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Full service banking,
no compromises. Hey, Fremont Bank is there when you shart. They're there when you don't shart. It's Fremont Bank. They're as bankable as they can be. That's what you should be excited about. I don't know if they're excited about the endorsement.
Nah.
It's an endorsement nonetheless, isn't it?
I don't know if Fremont's too excited about that.
Fremont Bank's very excited. They have become the top content on this show, which says something.
About
sure what.
This show.
She's more about this show than anyone else, but we love you, Fremont Bank.
All right.
We got to break down we got to get into the desserts for the Greek festival. There's a chocolate cake. There's a powdered donut. There's a coffee cake.
I don't even know
what it
is.
Very elaborate Greek spread. There may be a bending of the knee, too, coming up. We might give you another opportunity, or we might burn you like a dragon.
All that's coming up.
But first, here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Warriors came alive in the third quarter and rallied from down 17. Steph dropped 37. Andre Iguodala stripped Dame in the final seconds to seal the comeback victory over the Blazers. Dubs take a 2-0 series lead next to Portland. Game 3 is tomorrow, which you can hear on 95.7 The Game. Golden State will be, though, without Kevin Durant for Games 3 and 4, and Steve Kerr talked about the injury.
And he has made progress, but you know, it's a little more serious than we thought at the very beginning, and so we'll see where it all goes. But he's in there all day long getting treatment.
Yeah, KD has not been ready yet to advance to on-court work. We'll talk about the injury and when he could possibly return with the saintly one, Gary St. Jean. That's coming up next. As for Boogie, he's also progressed to on-court work, but is still not ready for live action. They'll both be reevaluated next week. We're streaming live right now. Go to 957thegame.com to watch. I'm Anna Kagarakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station. That's 957 The Game.
Joey Lowandibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to Joe Lowandibs here on 95.7 The Game. It is great to have you with us. If you're listening, it is great to have you with us. If you are watching, we're waving to you on the live stream now. You can check us out on the website, 957thegame.com. There's Joe Fortenball right here. Dan Dibley, Anna Kagarakis, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. All of us are here today.
Yeah, and Dibs, I'm surprised. Didn't show up. Didn't throw the flag. This is when you usually blow the whistle and throw a flag because the segment already started, supposedly, and I wasn't in my seat.
Again, it's one of those bang-bang plays where you don't call every single hold in a football game.
I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Do you want the flag?
No, but it's just a point that I make.
Now that you're live, you're saying you've been cheated all these times.
I've been cheated, so I wanted the people to see what really happens. I come in like this, and usually you're tapping your head and patting it with your little, doing all that twisting and turning.
It was a borderline call, and you got this one. So just be happy. Instead of complaining about the call that didn't go against you, just realize that when they do go against you, days like today, you got a break. Yeah, go ahead and pray for yourself.
It's very James Harden of you.
Totally.
Wow.
You throw your head back.
Got him.
He's the MVP of the league. It's a compliment.
He's a volume shooter.
Gary St. Jean is brought to you by Lenardi Supermarkets with 8 Bay Area locations. See their specials this week online at Lenardi's.com. Lenardi's, quite simply the best. Speaking of the best, Gary St. Jean with us here on 95.7 The Game. Saying, I'll tell you what, a lot of people out there try to say that the Warriors right now, maybe they are better without Kevin Durant. It's nonsense. He's one of the best basketball players in the world. But what we're watching, at the very least, I think we can all agree that this is some really exciting basketball. Is it not?
Oh, if you love basketball and you love the Warriors, it can't get any better than this. I mean, this is great stuff, both games. And just the performances, not just one guy, but so many contributors. I almost jumped out of my seat when Jones got in the game last night. And that's Steve's way of coaching. You know, he's got a guy who's gone through a tough rehab, and he found a couple minutes for him. Bell's resurrected himself. Looney, look at the job he's doing. And I'll tell you guys, I love defense. And what Draymond Green did last night, I'd have to break it down with you guys, but X and O-wise, his rotations, his energy, his communication, he set the tone for the whole game.
Sure.
And then Andre, obviously, with the great steal at the end. You know, we don't talk about enough about the defense.
Without a doubt, Draymond Green with the 5 block shots, setting an unbelievable tone for Golden State on that end. Andrew Bogut, 3.5 minutes, Saint. Do you think that they're going to find more minutes for Kevon Looney and perhaps a starting role as we go toward game three?
How'd you guys like the first play of the game where they overloaded the right side and Bogues threw that drop pass to Draymond slipping the screen for a layup? I mean, that's vintage Bogues. Listen, he's here as like an insurance policy. If the game gets really impacted in tight, he can really be a big impact. Right now, the game's being played in the perimeter. I watched a play last night. In the old days, you set screens on the baseline for your shooters. Portland set up a play last night with two guys setting a screen on the right side above the three-point line for Lillard, and then another guy on the left side. So everything is so far stretched out. And when you do that, it's tough for Bogues to get all the way out there. But anyway, he's a key contributor, just one of the pieces. And they're doing it by committee at the big position.
But when you saw that game, especially particularly at halftime down by 15 and then the start down by 17, was it in doubt that this Warriors might have squandered an opportunity? And what was the biggest reason for the comeback and the way they did that?
Well, it sure was, Low. I'll tell you what, we've seen some games at home this year. We've kind of scratched our head. and said, what the heck is going on?
Sure.
Give them credit. They made some adjustments. They really got out. And they even asked Cantor to do it, but they did it with Leonard and with Collins. They got out there and really jumped out on the pick and roll and really were successful at it and tried to take away Clay and Steph and make all the other guys beat them. And, you know, they played a terrific game. They really did. And that's deflating. When you're up by that much on the road, you had a great shot to win the game, and you come up short. Because if they had gotten a split, my gosh, they would have felt terrific. As it is, they're going to go home, and nobody's broken serve yet. And this will be a great game tomorrow. But it's great. Look at the little story, or big story, I guess, between Steph and his brother. And, you know, there's a lot of, and, you know, Dame Lillard, who I just love. You know, coming home, played well last night.
Is he out of gas, St. Louis? Does he look good here?
You know, yeah, you know, and then I did a couple of radio shows yesterday up in Portland, and one of the guys said that they thought he had a hamstring issue. That I don't know if he got kicked or if it's just some soreness or fatigue, but I agree with you. Just the eye test tells me that he's not moving with the quickness that you normally see from him. He did knock down some big shots, though.
Gary St. Jean joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on this Friday at 95.7 The Game. They gave us an update on Kevin Durant last night, and the way it looks is we can rule him out for Game 3, Game 4, and Game 5. He's not going to be evaluated again until next Thursday. Game 5 is next Wednesday. So let's just go ahead and assume maybe we don't see him at all in this series. Which of the two teams remaining in the East, Milwaukee and Toronto, is the more unfavorable matchup for a Warrior team that could be without Kevin Durant at the final stage of the season?
Well, Joe, I'm an optimist. I do think he'll be able to play because I think that's going to go seven games. So we're going to get some rest because I'm going to be a gentleman and say our series will go five.
It's very classy.
I think he's going to get some more time, and time is what we need. And we need him against those two teams because they are terrific teams. I'm not taking anything away from Portland, but that they're heavyweights. They are really, really good, and they're anchored by two stars, with Adekunpo and then Leonard. And holy cow, guys.
That's Middleton?
They're just been asking them what the heck tooth you want them to pull. I, you know what, guys? I'll tell you what. I want Milwaukee to win because I coached there for 7 years with Nelly. And I haven't been back in a long time, and I've got a few watering holes that I'd like to visit and maybe have a bratwurst. And
an old-style
restaurant. Oh, yeah, yeah. Milwaukee's a great town.
Either way for the association, I think it's going to be a great NBA Finals from the standpoint of a revved-up Toronto market or a Milwaukee team that's so hungry for a championship in basketball that they haven't seen. What was it, 1973 or before that, when they won the title?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they were talking about in the broadcast yesterday how they hadn't had this successful a season since Nelly was coaching. I was there. That was in the earlier mid-80s. And so they've had a long run. But it's great for the league. Those two cities back there are fired up. I loved watching all the fans outside there in Jurassic Park, outside the Milwaukee New Stadium and all that kind of thing. The NBA's cooking, and last night was great, man. It was awesome.
Sidney Moncrief, Junior Bridgman, Saint. We lived through it. Come on now. I'm an old soul, saintly one.
Pass the ball, dude.
I love that. Now you're getting Marcus Johnson,
Lanier,
Quinn Buckner, Brian Winters. Oh, boy.
Former coach of the Warriors, Brian Winters.
That's right. One of my good pals. Lives in Denver now. Great guy.
Saintly one, what can Coach Stein do to stop the bleeding? What is he? What a game adjustment you think he's going to need to implement in Portland to try to get a win?
You know what's interesting? I love this change on the pick and roll coverage. That was very successful for
sure.
But I thought in the second half he went small. I've been waiting for him to do that with say Seth out there with the two guards. He had Hood out there. He then brought in Turner, maybe played with one big, and I think we'll see more of that tomorrow. But you know what? Pick your poison, because if you try to beat the Warriors' small lineup, you've got a tall task. And it's great, you know, because that backcourt, those two guys are, you know, we have the best backcourt in basketball. Everyone's talking in this series that it could be the best ever. And those two guys, that's one of the top backcourts, maybe second or third in the whole league. I would humbly say, you guys were kidding about Harden, I like their backcourt better than Houston's, clearly for me.
Gary St. Jean with us here on 95.7 The Game. Every time we seem to have a conversation about the following individual, it's been negative this season, but it seems only fair to talk about him when he plays well. How about Jordan Bell? Big minutes in a big spot, and in a season in which he's shown that maybe he's not all that trustworthy if you need him to deliver, he delivered big last night, St.
Well, you can ask Lo this because he's seen a lot of examples of this. You get in the proverbial doghouse with the coaches, it's hard to get out of there.
Yeah.
And listen, from the shoulders down, this is a tremendous athlete. And I'm not knocking him with a real hard swipe at him. He's got to mature. He's got to become more professional, have a work ethic, be locked in, be focused every day. And, hey, there's competition. Nobody's going to hand you minutes. So he must have done some good things here over the last couple of weeks because he's gotten a run, and you can see how athletic he is. He can change the game with a block, a dunk, get out on the break. But Lowe will tell you that there's a lot to this.
No question.
That's another thing we don't talk about. If you're a great team, I think you play defense, but it's about your character. It's about your focus every day. It's your willingness to be accountable and trust each other, earn the trust. And to be a champ like this, there's a lot that goes into it.
The great Gary St. Jean, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. St., thank you so much for your time and your insights. They are always appreciated. Have a terrific weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, guys, you're the best. Have a great one.
Thanks, Saint. You too. Warrior playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by our friends at Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. To the text line we go. Well, we want to close on a positive note from the 650. Low, don't listen to the haters. You're looking yummy.
There we go.
Oh, yummy.
Begrudgingly, it is a text of the day nominee.
Thanks, Tex.
For the 650.
Thanks, 650.
Where can I buy one of those double XL full body socks that Lo is wearing? I noticed you were a lot quicker to...
Much quicker with that one.
Quicker. And then the smile. I mean, it's not a body. It's two. It's different colors. One's tans, one white.
I hear the Greeks are planning their take back this weekend by getting together and some little militia gathering. Is that what this is?
Apparently,
oh, sorry.
That's what it is. Oh,
Greek
sure.
Festival.
Yeah. Ballpark.
Greek Festival.
Ballpark.
Ballpark. About right. We're just going to feed everybody. That's all. We're just bringing you in.
Okay, so what are the details? We know there's food here today. Yes. We want the people to be able to see it on the live stream. We're live, 957thegame.com. You can see Lo in his full body sock.
Beautiful presentation, by the way, Anna.
It is lovely over here. So we have a few pastries that we have here at the Oakland Greek Festival.
How come you moved them over there? We agreed this morning you'd be in the front. Now because I can't see anything.
You can't see it over there.
It looks better on camera. Yes. If you look at the monitor, you can see that it's much
Oh, wow.
That's much better.
That's 40 feet away?
What do you want me to run
Sorry,
over
Squinty.
There? Run it over there.
The font's too small.
Wow. Fine. You know what? This one's on me. I don't want to dissect the whole thing and take us off track.
Sure.
Please give us the details.
Not a problem. So this weekend, Oakland Greek Festival come out. It's opening actually in about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So come out for lunch today.
Oh, it's like Outside Lands.
Yeah, exactly. I guess.
Outside Land starts very early on a Friday.
Yeah, it starts early on a Friday. We actually
like
have a bunch of kids out there. Yeah, just like Outside Land.
There's an S on the end. It's plural. Why don't you focus on your
sock? Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, Lo.
Thank you, Pop.
It is.
All right, back
to work. Lo does end up as the rump roast of jokes around here. Show's not over. You got to put the headset back on.
Come on, we're talking Greek Festival. Help me out here.
I can hear you still.
Where did Hawk come from?
I can still hear you.
That's great.
Team Button Pushers.
Nice.
Great job in there, fellas.
Nice. Let's make that more of a regular part of the program.
Here you go.
Anyway, back to the militia gathering.
Anyway, back to that. So we have, today I brought some pastries. These are a few of the many that we have. The caradopita, which is a walnut cake.
What?
The caradopita. Right.
Pretty close. Ballpark.
What is
ballpark.
It?
You didn't know until about 8:30 what it was. So
yeah, she had to check in.
No, my come down my road. I forget that one.
What is it?
So that one's like a walnut cake. Caradopita.
Not bad.
It's made of, it's a walnut cake with sweet syrup. There's also, let's see, what do I have here? Baklava, which is, everybody pretty much knows that.
Yeah,
it's like
baklava.
Nuts and, Philo and all that
stuff.
Like
the guy in Hangover. When they're at the wedding chapel, they come back the next day, and Eddie is trying to explain to them what happened the night before, and the girls is wandering around. And he goes, excuse me, what do I pay you for? Get the baklava. We have guests.
we got my favorite melomocada now, which is like the one with nuts on top of it. It's delicious. My grandmother makes it. It's
Dib loves
phenomenal.
That one. Nuts on it. Loves it.
Anyway. And a few other ones as well. But we're going to have a ton of other stuff also the weekend.
There's also dancing.
Lots of dancing. My son's dancing.
Gyro.
Awesome.
Gyro. So it's not just sweets. We also have lots of food, as in spanakopita, which I'm actually going to be doing a cooking segment tonight with Bonte Hill. First, I'll be opening up with opening ceremonies tonight at 6 o'clock.
Pass. Why is Bonte Hill involved?
He's coming out, hanging out.
What does he know about Greece?
He's going to learn, because obviously he said OPA as OPA, so we're going to teach him. It's okay. We welcome everybody in.
Starts at 10, but the opening ceremony is at 6.
Bonte's
so.
Coming in a Greek, draped in a Greek flag on Monday.
Love
guys,
it.
Guys, yeah. There's this country in Europe I just found out about. It's outstanding.
Anna, what's your favorite dessert? What's your go-to? Out of those beautiful desserts that you have there, what is your go-to? What's your favorite one?
What a predictable question.
My favorite one would have to be the melomocarina. But another thing, so...
She already mentioned that, which is the funny thing.
Is that one of them?
Yes, so she actually mentioned that 90 seconds ago, saying that was her favorite, and then all he heard was nuts. And so, no, you keep your headphones on, sucker. And so in that moment, he said, oh, it's Dim's favorite, too. I'm funny. Had you been listening to Anna, she said before 90 seconds ago that that was her favorite, coach. Buddy.
Oh, come on, Lo.
Coach.
I'll give you a hint.
The Papa Drop is so good.
It really is good. Come on.
I will give you a hidden menu.
Anna, please, thank you.
I have a hidden menu item, actually, something you could do.
So like In and Out Burger.
Exactly.
Does it have nuts in it?
It does, actually.
It's your favorite.
You're choking on the nuts? Are you crazy, Dan?
Oh, there it is.
I mean, I don't understand.
All right, look, we've been doing this for 5 minutes. We have given out almost no details on the Greek Fest so far.
It's okay.
All right, it is this weekend. We know it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
How about the where?
Okay, so in the Oakland Hills, beautiful Oakland Hills, 4700 Lincoln Avenue, right off Highway 13.
The church.
Yes. So at the church. Actually, this is a big fundraiser for our church. So what it is, it's pretty much the entire budget for the year. It's all raised this weekend, and we actually have, it's all volunteers. So all people throughout the community come out and help all weekend long, and they serve food to people. We've had people who have volunteered to help cook and everything and make all these wonderful food. So it is actually Greek-made food that we actually make ourselves.
Super fun. Million-dollar views in the city, too, yes. Which you got to throw that in
there. Sorry, are you Greek?
No, but I've been 7 years in a row. Yeah. So
that
I will
doesn't
speak
mean
to
because
the
I go to a Warrior game, I'm going to put up a couple shots.
No, but what it means is when you have actual experience and neutral experience, she obviously is going to rave about it because she's Greek. And
there's a bias.
You know, yeah, there's a major bias. Me, as a non-Greek who goes every year, it's a blast.
Yeah.
It's a must on the Dilly calendar.
Are you going today or are you going tonight?
Do you get
usually Saturday. I'm a Saturday, Sunday.
Does she hook you up at all while you're
there? Hooks me up big time.
So you're biased as well. Your opinion is worthless.
I get hooked up everywhere, Coach.
I had to get you back. He was hard on you at the end, so I figured I'd fire one off at him. Walk him right into the trap. Oh,
you set the trap.
I'm not biased. Well, have you ever been hooked up? Of course. Then you're biased.
It's hard out here for an imp.
Okay, Lord.
I think I'm going to leave it on that.
Yeah, but here's the other thing.
Imp ain't easy.
It's the longest promo ever, by the way.
Well, that's seriously. Because we're not getting to the point here. But also, there is the Olympic Sports Bar for all those who actually want to come out and watch games. So you can watch tonight Giannis Antetokounmpo. You can come and watch him along with playing the Raptors. Tomorrow, we'll be playing the Warriors game. So we'll be playing sports throughout the entire weekend. So you'll see that there. So come hang out. There's definitely alcohol. People are asking on text line. There is alcohol there. You can have some
Don't have to worry about
meatballs.
That.
Yes!
And we'll take pictures and sign autographs.
Right. Will there be funnel cake?
We have lukumadas, which is better. It's
like
basically
it.
Says
Luka Modric. He's a Croatian midfielder. You kidding me?
That's actually a pretty good joke. I'm almost positive I've come across that guy.
No,
before.
It is.
Didn't we watch that?
He won
that
the Ballon d'Or. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
When you speak in your native tongue, it just rolls off your mouth like butter. And I just enjoy it. It's very, very sexy.
It's
very
so
appealing.
Creepy.
Can we get to something less creepy like Bet 162?
Oh,
shoot.
Come
on,
I forgot about that.
Can we hurry up and queue up a loss for the people, Joe?
Hey, bro, I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm on a one-game winning streak.
Anna's hot. That was Anna's winner, Coach.
Okay, fine. Whatever. It's still on the spreadsheet as a winner, is it not?
It's true. Good point there.
Why don't you two go back up into the tree and start flinging poop at each other like you've been doing all week? The Giants are playing. Oh, God, it's Samardzija. And I don't need you to pick this one. It's Arizona minus 136.
Mm.
Right in the middle. Two units on Arizona.
That's
Samardzija. Yeah, right. All right, so it'll be, 136? So
it'll be 272, yeah.
Risk 272 to win 200.
Definitely 272.
Go with Arizona. I'm not even really sure who's playing. I don't care. It's we're fading Samardzija. I am coming back to you on Monday, though. Okay. I want to go back to you, but once I see Samardzija, you don't even need to get involved. It's
no
an
worries.
Automatic fade.
Understandable.
Automatic fade moving forward. All right. Good week.
Great week. Look
Enjoy
forward
the
to
Game
the
of Thrones finale.
Yeah, Game of Thrones finale. Are you really going to be able to catch up? Because you've got about 6 hours of watching to get to the finale in time by Sunday.
A little bit more, I think.
Yeah, a little bit more, but weekends won't happen. I work so hard. I got my second job. I'll be doing a lot of, GC, ghetto construction, working hard.
Wow.
Doing a bunch of working.
Producer gave you the break on that one.
For everyone who's, I guess, not doing ghetto construction, enjoy the Game of Thrones finale. Enjoy the Greek festival. Thank you for bringing in the foods.
Of course. Enjoy
they
it, everyone.
They look delicious.
OpenGreekFestival.com
for more. You're the best.
Thanks to everyone for watching.
Greek
we really festival. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday. Steiny and Guru are coming up next. Steiny's coming in hot.
OPA.
I don't think he liked the win last night. I don't think he liked the win one bit. He sees problems. He and John Dickinson will lay those out for you. But for us, it's over. Dibs, Anna, and Lo, I'm Joe. We'll see you Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Aya Stark. 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.